This is the Diehards.
Sale winds. He fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three. It's over. The Red Sox have won the World Championship.
Tom Brady takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
The Diehards start now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
Do I talk now when the producer Jackson running Rock and Roll Control in Houston says the mic is hot? Is that how this works?
I think so.
It's been a while.
In 2 weeks. I don't know what I'm doing either.
Who are you again?
Yeah, right?
Hey, welcome to the Diehards. Anthony Pepe, CT Betts, Chris Thurston. It's the gambling edition, special edition on Tuesday. All kinds of scheduling changes
moving
going on.
Moving parts here.
Moving parts. But the reality is, I'm happy you're alive, buddy.
Big scare, man.
What the hell? You walk in here every week. I mean, you kind of hunched over. You always look like you're hungover or like something like a mess, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I thought you were healthy, though. What's going on? You got spleens busting or appendix? What is it?
Appendix burst literally last Tuesday out of nowhere. Had dinner, took a shower, went sat on the couch watching the hockey game.
Appendix.
Went up to go to bed, and I was in so much pain, keeled over, couldn't walk.
Did you just think you had to poop really bad?
Yeah, that's how it felt, really. That's how it feels.
And so how does this work? Like, is there a reason behind the appendix just bursting?
So, yeah, the next morning I go into the urgent care, and she's like, yeah, sweetheart, you need to go to the emergency room right now. You got to get your appendix taken out.
So they actually had to take out an organ.
Oh, yeah.
That is awesome.
Get an organ taken out of me. No big deal.
Yeah, that's how you roll. You're tough.
That's how I roll.
Let me ask you a question. When you were lying in that bed, did you put a bed in before you went under?
No.
What do you mean no? What do you mean no?
Before I went in, right when I got out, I did. I'll tell you that much. That is true. But it took a little while to recover. I'm feeling a lot better
good
to be back here with you. You miss me or what?
No, I don't even know who you are anymore. Well, it's good that you're healthy, and it's good that that Val doesn't have to sweat anymore, because I'm sure
Val was all nervous. She actually came up for a couple days and
helped
us out.
Oh, that's nice. We love Val.
So, made us some chicken noodle soup.
I hope you paid for her airfare.
Oh, she's in Connecticut now. She drove up. She's in Connecticut.
I hope you paid for her gas.
Of course I did.
We got the gambling edition lined up for you tonight. We got a great show lined up. Coming up next, we'll head to the Las Vegas Strip. Our pal from the Sports Memo podcast, professional handicapper, professional golfer, Drew Martin, joins the Diehards next. He's CT Betts. I'm Anthony Pepe. Keep it right here, Sports Map Radio Network.
Let's go.
And welcome back to the Diehards. Thank you so much for tuning in, Diehard Nation. Anthony Pepe, CT Betts, without his appendix, is here. Chris Thurston. So how bad did it hurt, by the way?
Honestly, like, you have friends that have, like, told you about it, like, who had to get it taken out, right?
Sure.
And, you know, every time somebody told me that, I was like, oh, yeah. You know,
doesn't it happen to, like, younger people?
You're
an older dude.
I'm 36, and the doctor was like, honestly, we're shocked that this is happening to you right now at this stage in your life.
Does it have anything to do with all the drinks from Willie's Super Brew that you consume?
I don't think
so. Or Mamitas? Does it have anything to do with that?
But actually, want to know something kind of crazy?
Yeah.
I've had, and I know you know this, I've had stomach problems for a really long time, like, can't eat certain things, you're
very gassy in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios East, yes.
Ever since I got my appendix taken out, it's been like night and day better.
All right.
Hey, get a little good thing here.
The wifey's winning.
Yeah. I'm winning. She's winning. Everybody's winning. Yeah.
Man, you know, you text me. You're like, dude, I can't do the show. Like, it was the night before, but you're like, emergency. And I'm like,
That's before I even knew I was going to have to go to the emergency.
I hope you're okay, but I didn't hear from you. Then I'm like, I text him. I'm like, dude, what's up? You all right? Like, you know, you don't know. Like,
no, it was the most pain I've ever been in.
That's insane, dude.
And no exaggeration there.
I kind of like my body parts and like the organs. Even if you don't need that, you don't need
you
the
like
appendix.
That in there?
You don't need the appendix, do you?
No, you don't need it. I learned a lot, actually.
All right.
A doctor said they do not know why everybody has an appendix. They think
it's just kind of one of those things that's there.
Exactly. They think back.
It's kind of like my gambling life.
They think back before, like, it was like actual mankind.
All right.
That it was used to when they used to, like, eat grass and stuff like that, help digest it, which is kind of crazy.
But yeah, currently the.
So you did nothing with it. You smoke a lot of grass, but that did nothing for you.
I don't smoke
a lot. I'm kidding, Val. I'm kidding. I'm happy you're healthy. You're still kind of hobbling a little bit, though. You seem like you're struggling a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I'm not in nearly as much pain as I was. I've been off the meds, but
so you woke
still
up,
a little bit of a pain when you cough or where you laugh.
You woke up, bit. You lost an organ, and you put a bet in.
Yeah.
Did you win?
No, I think it was a loser. I think it was the only game that Tampa Bay has lost so far.
But you know what? You could have lost a lot worse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, dude?
The nurses and doctors were like kind of freaking me out too, because like I guess when it bursts, there's like poison that goes into you, and like on the sheet that she gave me when I'm like laying in the hospital bed and I'm like trying to send it to, you know, my mom and my wife, it says like potential life threatening. So like whenever you see that, it's kind of like
you kind of like take a step back, head back, lying down.
Yeah, it
and
was
you're like what?
Honestly, like the nurses and doctors would come in and I was like, they're like trying to tell me all about it. And I was in so much pain. I'm like, yeah, put all the drugs in me right now and just go. Like I need to take this thing out.
Let's go. It's funny because we're trying to hop on the Progressive guest line and our pal Drew Martin from the Sports Memo podcast, he's still in Mexico. So we're having a tough time getting a cell phone right now. But dude, on the scheme of things, when you're hosting a sports talk radio show and shooting the breeze and doing this stuff on the life scheme of things, when you have to read that this could be fatal and you could die, really?
Yeah.
You know, Drew, we'll catch you, buddy. We'll get you when we can. But hey, you know what? Glad you're doing better, man.
Yeah, thanks. I just kind of chilled around the house, was in and out of bed, on the couch.
Everyone pampering you?
Oh, yeah, obviously.
So obviously, they're listening right now. You're still sick. They still need to pamper you.
Yes, they do.
Yes, yes.
I felt a little bit better that I did go to the Bruins game last night.
All right.
Obviously, you could imagine I'm not very happy
That was
with
a tough
outcome.
One. So talk about the attendance. Talk about the crowd. They're down 5-2, not looking good. They come back 5-4. They had a couple of great chances at the end to tie that thing up. What was the crowd like at the TD Garden with the Islanders winning, was it 5-4?
It ended up being 5-4 final.
Yep, and up 3-2 in the series.
The atmosphere was unbelievable. It was so good to be back in the Garden with, like, everybody's back. You know, everybody's high-five, and everybody's in a good mood. Like, and then Pasta scores a minute and 18 seconds
awesome.
Into the game. The building explodes. Everybody's going nuts, and it looks like, all right, hey, we're probably going to win this game, go up 3-2, head back to the Coliseum.
Feeling good about it.
Now, Pep, I got to tell you, I know you watched this game, right? I played prep school hockey. I played college hockey. I never complain about the refs.
Did your appendix get in the way at all?
Ever. Seriously. They got screwed. They got screwed a little bit last night. Those are tough calls.
Sure.
They're 3-for-4 on the power play, the Islanders.
And the Bruins organization, not shy about saying it either.
No, and he never cries is Bergeron. Mm. And Bergeron was like, what's going on here?
Yep.
Come on. They're throwing Bergeron and Krejci out of the draw every single faceoff. And that has a huge effect on the game. A huge effect. Those are two of the best draw guys in the league. And when they're not taking the draw, I mean, Islanders are winning that faceoff versus the guy who's not usually used to taking the faceoff, and big effect.
Take that stuff aside. You're watching both these games. You're watching both these teams.
Yep.
You're watching this series. You've seen five games so far.
Yep.
Which team's playing better? Because to me, it's like the more and more I watch this thing, the Islanders are playing better hockey, no? And some diehard Bruins fans go, no way, Pep, you're out of your mind.
I'm a realist as well.
I watch this game because, like, you know, I'm Peppy Pucks. I know everything. And it seems to me the Islanders are more aggressive. They're more powerful to the punch. They're taking, obviously, clearly more shots. They were, doubled, almost tripled the shots.
So that's the thing that I was just going to say to you.
Like,
the Bruins outshot them last night 42 to, like, 20.
See, they did last night. Last night. Yeah.
Varlamov was amazing.
Yes.
He made some great saves.
I love Swayman, by the way.
Swayman's awesome.
I love him.
I have no problem with Swayman.
I don't have a problem with taking Tuukka out either.
It looks like Swayman's going to go tomorrow night.
But the reality is, it just seems to me, being Peppy Pucks, that the Bruins are being outplayed.
It's only
3-2 in
the
series.
3-2. It's not over. And want to know what else? I think that the Islanders are much better coached than the Bruins. Barry Trotz.
One of the best in the league. Well, why do you say that?
His team is so disciplined.
Okay.
So disciplined. There's not other than Barzell, there's really not a standout. Barzell and Bailey, there's really, they play together. They're, I think they're more in unity than the Bruins are.
Okay.
That's just my personal opinion, and I'd take Trotz over Cassidy any day of the week.
Hey, I'm going to ask this question later on in the program to one of our handicappers, maybe even both of them. And we have from Sports Grid, professional handicapper Ariel Epstein joining us in about 20 minutes from now. When you look at hockey playoffs and you realize that, like, the deeper you get, the more game sevens you get. You know how tight these series are. So when you look at a game six, a team that's a must win to force a game seven, do you pounce on them as a gambler? Do you say, hey, you know what? The Bruins are at least forcing a game seven.
So, obviously, I'm a Bruins fan. Tomorrow night, I do like the Bruins just because I like the fact that everybody around here in Boston, they're like, oh, the Bruins are done. They stink. The Islanders, it's all over.
But you're not betting them because you're a fan.
No, I actually like them tomorrow. And I think the line came out. It's a very low line. You could get the Bruins around minus 120.
All right.
So almost a pick 'em.
And it's in New York tomorrow.
It's in New York. It's a good buy low spot on the Bees. I do think they'll somehow get the win tomorrow, bring it back to the Garden on Friday. And you got a 50-50 game on Friday.
I just feel like NHL hockey playoffs, the deeper you get, the more game sevens you're going to get. It seems like it. I don't have the stats in front of me. It just seems like you give it a lot of game sevens. And if you have a team that needs a game six to at least force a game seven, to me, sign me up.
I would agree. And I think they're going to get it done tomorrow night. And speaking of game sevens, and now all of a sudden it looks like that Vegas Avalanche series, whole different series now.
You believe that?
Those games have been unbelievable.
Yes.
Best series going on by far. We're going to be lucky enough to watch them in studio tonight. Game goes in about 40 minutes. So I'm excited for that.
Are you
one
able
as well.
To eat burgers and hot dogs, or can you, like, you still need soup from Val?
No, I'm the last couple of days started eating like
real food.
Real food.
All right,
which
good.
Which has been nice.
So maybe we'll fire up the grill here later on at the compound, and we'll watch a little hockey. Maybe
I like
place a wager or two.
The grilling you do is very good, I gotta say.
So. All right, let's take a timeout here again. We apologize for Drew. We weren't able to get our pal Drew Martin. He's a professional handicapper, not a gambler, not a professional golfer. Did I say that earlier, too?
You did. I was dying.
I called him a professional golfer. I've done that before,
him.
Too, and I'm like,
yeah.
Is that
Drew
like
Martin,
a Freudian slip?
Professional golfer.
I don't get it. All right. We'll do the highest rated segment next. It's called the Beantown Rundown. He is CT Betts, Chris Thurston. I am Anthony Pepe. You're locked in to the diehards right here on the Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to the diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage.
Now time for the Beantown Rundown.
All right, boys, let's do this.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
Mi amigo tonight. It's Chris Thurston, CT Betts, no appendix boy.
That's what you're going to call me now?
Also running Rock and Roll Control in Houston. Can we call him Action Jackson? I know we have a handicapper that's Action Jackson.
I like that nickname.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think he'll mind.
We got AC
He's
there
doing
as
a
well.
Good job.
Hey, we are indeed at the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios East, 20 minutes south of Fenway Park, where the Sox are getting blasted
Blown
by
out.
The Houston Astros.
Hey, they just swept the Yanks, though.
Yeah, that's
won
right.
again last night.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away, CT Betts. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to your curbside.
Woo!
Yep, that's how they roll.
All right.
Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Who doesn't love free shipping? Like when you go on, like, and you're trying to buy something.
When they whack you for like $50 on the shipping.
And you look at the same items and similar items and you go, you see one price and you go, and you see next to it, free shipping.
Free shipping.
Boom.
I agree.
That's what you click on.
That's a home run. That's how you roll.
Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com. O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Before we get to the Beantown Rundown, I'm curious to get your take. You mentioned the Sox swept the Yankees. As a gambler, dude, I want to ask Drew Martin this question. I want to ask you as a degenerate gambler.
Yep.
What is the rule of thumb when you take a look at a major league team going for the sweep? So you're looking at Sunday Night Baseball. The Red Sox have beaten the Yankees twice. Going for the sweep. Now, we know the Yankees haven't been playing great ball.
Sure.
But take that aside, it's so hard to sweep a Major League Baseball team.
Very hard.
So from a gambling standpoint, what is the thought process to say, hey, you know what? They're not sweeping them. I just don't feel good about it.
Yeah, that's a great question. I usually, and I think I've told you this before, I kind of like phase that out. Like, you know, I wouldn't look at that they're trying to sweep them. You know what I mean? I just dial in at the game.
Look at the pitching matchup.
What the line is, where the money's going.
Okay.
That's actually what I did on Sunday night. And I actually did take the – you know me. I don't bet the MLB very, very
often.
You
took the Sox.
I took the Sox, yeah.
See, it was tough for me. I looked at the – you know, Sunday night baseball.
Sure.
You want to play. It's the late night
game. Too. I get it.
You know, you're like, are they going to get swept at home? Like,
the Yanks are playing awful.
Terrible, terrible ball.
What a disappointment.
Terrible. But that aside – in baseball, when I look at two teams, and again, I usually look at Sunday night and I go, I want to play it. You know, I'll watch catch up on a couple DVR shows
Sunday night,
and I want to catch Sunday night baseball. Yeah. And I click it on, and I'm going, I want to have a little action on it. And just the team's not getting. It's so hard to sweep.
It's very hard to sweep, especially at home. Correct. Yeah. They've been a disappointment.
They stink.
And what a nice surprise the Sox have been.
It's unbelievable.
It's been fun. Like
this team's fun to watch.
It's fun to watch.
Like, I wonder if they're going to do a lot of moves or a couple moves in the trading deadline.
That's what I was thinking too. And Sale comes back in August too. Don't forget about that.
That's a trade deadline that doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah, that's going to be a nice addition. Verdugo, that guy's unbelievable. He's been a great addition to this team.
He should be unbelievable considering what you had to trade for him.
Good point.
Yes. There's that Mookie guy that's in L.A. that you got Verdugo as the main piece. But, he should be good.
But hey, when he came to Boston, I was like, who is this guy? This is a joke. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Everybody knew he was one of the top prospects in all of baseball. You knew that.
I knew that.
You look at him, you're going, and the first few games or 10 games or 20 game sample, you're going, yeah, the guy has skill, but... For Mookie?
Sure, for Mookie.
So now you're looking at him going,
oh, all right.
Okay. Yeah. If you have to give up arguably the best player in the last decade, sure.
I know. I agree with you. I think he's the best player in baseball. I mean, Trout and Mookie.
Yep.
You know what
yep.
I mean? I was salty when that happened.
All right, let's get to all it, right. Man. Clippers-Jazz game number one tonight. Who you got in this series? This should be a fun one. Question two, what percentage do you give Aaron Rodgers even playing for the Packers? I love it. Every day on every show ESPN and Fox Sports, and you listen to the Sports Map Radio Network, and it's all about Aaron Rodgers, and he's not in minicamp, and everyone's like surprised. Like, this is sports talk fodder. Like, this is what people are talking about. Guys, he's not showing up.
We knew this was going to happen months and months ago.
Hashtag Captain Obvious.
Hello.
He's not showing up.
Right.
But give me your percentage on him playing for the Packers ever again. Do you like the Titans bringing in Julio Jones? Question three, Beantown Rundown. Question four, Nugget Center from Serbia. 41st pick. 41st.
Yeah.
The Joker.
That guy's unbelievable.
The Joker. Beats Curry and Embiid to win the MVP honors. I mean, he's fun to watch. He's very likable. Just give me your overall thoughts on that situation. And then CT Betts, I need a pick to click. Can you give us a winner in a game,
series? I think I got one lined
something
up for
Can
tonight.
You give me something that, man, I can cash in and just feel good about myself? If not, I'm going to bet my appendix next. Right?
Hey, it doesn't do anything for you, so.
Do you have one lying around, by the way?
No,
is there any value in the black market? Because I could use some cash.
I don't think there's any value
in that. I value the bookie calling me every day going, Pep, where the hell are you? Kidding. All right, Clippers Jazz. Or am I? Game number one. Who you got?
I like the Jazz in this series. I know you and I were talking right before when we went on air. No Mike Conley, it looks like, tonight for the Jazz.
That's huge.
Big loss if he's not playing, and it looks like he's not going to go. This line opened at Jazz at home, given 4.5.
Down to three.
Down
last
to
I
three
saw.
Now. Yep. Doesn't look like Conley's going to go. It means Donovan Mitchell and Bogdanovich got to pick it up and carry the load.
Donovan Mitchell's really good. Really good.
If you know, those two players, they can pick it up, carry the load. I do like the Jazz here. Clips coming off of a hard-fought series. They gotta give. Gotta
don't
give
you feel like? Don't you feel like? Don't you feel like the Clips are gonna now kick it in though? Is it that time to shine to say, hey, you know what? The Lakers are out. Clippers struggled a little. Now you know what the Lakers say. Keep the camera on me. I'm quick. Here we go.
They look good the last couple games.
Yeah, sure they have. Sure they have.
Got Kawhi Leonard. Yeah. I mean, talk about battle tested.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, not too bad. And they got all kinds of guys. So I mean, I'm still gonna roll with the Jazz here.
All right, fair enough.
All right.
percentage on Aaron Rodgers playing for the Packers again? And does it bother you seeing all these sports talk shows on TV and radio talking about Aaron Rodgers like this is a story? I know we're talking about it. I'm kind of making fun of it. Not kind of. I am, because it's stupid. It's silly. He's not showing up. I don't believe he's ever playing for them again. I think the line is drawn in the sand. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a 2% chance. I mean, he didn't show up today for mandatory minicamp. He hasn't been happy with the Green Bay Packers. Coaches, management for the past couple of years.
Player personnel focus.
Correct. He doesn't feel like they've brought him the proper weapons to get it done.
Is it a great organization? Yes.
Absolutely.
Is it an unbelievable organization? Yes. Is Lambeau Field in the...
unbelievable. Best.
Yes. He played there. He won a Super Bowl there. He's won a lot of games there. He's won MVPs there.
Yep.
But the reality is he feels like he's wasting his final couple of years, that he maybe thinks he can win one somewhere else. And I believe he can.
And I don't disagree with him. I agree. He could go somewhere else and win.
Yep.
I mean... we're going to talk about this in a couple minutes, but if they went out and got Julio Jones, you know, and spent some money.
That's a game changer.
That's a game changer.
Sure.
You go to Aaron Rodgers and say, look, I just brought you Julio Jones. Maybe, you know, go out and get somebody else. I'm getting you weapons. We're going to not lose the NFC Championship game again this year. Let's go. Come back. And they just didn't do it. It seems like they really don't care, too. They seem content with having Love at the helm next year.
And then I keep seeing, like, you know, their players coming out and all today saying, we respect Aaron and, you know, I'll never disrespect him. You know, to me, if I'm a Packer or I'm a fan of the Packers and I'm listening to my players, you know, not back the organization.
Right.
There's a problem
There's a big problem.
I get it. You're not going to slam Aaron Rodgers, but at the same time, you know what? You don't say, hey, you know what? I respect him to the fullest, and he can do whatever he wants. Well, you know what? He's leaving your organization high and dry.
Yep.
So if you're Packer Nation, I would be upset with that, and I would be upset with the organization
Absolutely.
For all of this happening.
Big time. Couldn't agree more there.
Question 4, Beantown Rundown with the diehard CT Betts, Anthony Pepe here on the Sports Map Radio Network. You mentioned said Julio Jones. Man, him and A.J. Brown, Tannehill, you know, coming into his own and looking very well with those Titans. That's a great pickup.
Not a bad wide receiver duo there, A.J. Brown and Julio Jones, huh? A.J. Brown came out, said he was going to give Julio his number 11.
Number 11? Yeah.
Julio Jones declined, so A.J. Brown tweeted out something like, number 11 until I retire, tried to give it to him, you know, much respect, something like that.
I think Antonio Brown could beat Julio Jones in an arm wrestling contest, so I don't
know. A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown,
yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Not Antonio.
That's a fair statement. Not Antonio. No.
He's not a professional golfer either.
That guy's a beast.
Yes.
And
he's huge.
I've always said this to him. I think Mike Vrabel is one of the best coaches in the NFL. Much respect for him.
It's unbelievable how good he is.
He's
Yeah, we know the pedigree. We know he came from Belichick. We know he was a great New England Patriot and won Super Bowls and all of that. But who would have thought, considering you look at the Belichick tree and the...
Correct.
The non-successful
absolutely.
These guys
there's
have had.
There's a lot of non-successful Belichick guys.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely.
Vrabel's been a very
pickup.
Bright spot.
What a pickup for the Tennessee Titans. Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, Julio Jones, I mean, what a great signing.
Great snag. I think he's only like 32 or 33. He's not that old. He's still got a few years left in him. So.
A Nuggets center, the Joker, wins the MVP. Overall thoughts there. I mean, what a great story. What a guy that's fun to watch.
I had no problem with it. I mean, this guy's been unbelievable. He's the leader in points and assists on the Nuggets. He had 22 last night in their blowout loss. I mean, the Nuggets would be nowhere without him. You can't hate the guy. The guy's awesome.
It's tough not giving the MVP to Steph Curry and what he did this year.
What a year he had.
There was nobody around him. Nobody.
The shots that he made, the half-court shots, ridiculous, but I have no problem with Jokic getting MVP there.
Very cool story. Again, 41st pick in the NBA draft, and he's an MVP. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that is wild.
I'm curious.
I didn't realize he was 41 until you told me tonight.
I'm curious if you look at former MVPs, I mean, how many people down there?
Probably not too many.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, CT Betts, give me a pick to click. We got about 30 seconds.
I'm going to give you one for tonight that I do like a lot. I've been on them. They had a tough last two games. I'm rolling with the Avalanche tonight. I took it this morning, minus 145. The line's moved down, so you got the best of it at minus 130. I think they're going to get the home win over the Vegas Knights tonight.
We're going to talk to professional handicapper from the Sports Grid Radio, Ariel Epstein, joins the Diehards next. Keep it right here, Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to The Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, Easton, here in Boston, Massachusetts. My friend tonight, less his appendix, is Chris Thurston, CT Betts. My friends are also from Willie's Super Brew. We love them. It's a hard seltzer blended with real fruits, gluten-free, low in carbs and calories. It's brewed with thousands of pounds of real fruits and spices, meaning, CT Betts, it's bursting with real flavor. It's about drinking real, a drink made from real ingredients by real people with real impact. All started by a goat farmer named Willie and a surfer named Nico on a Cape Cod beach, and the rest is history. I can't wait to go to a Cape Cod beach this summer and drink the new Willie's Super Brew, the Seltzer Unleashed Juicy Hazy Hopped Seltzer Limited Release.
Our pals hooked us up with some in the
studio. We have some right
tonight,
now, and I can't wait to get off the show. This stuff is flat out off the charts.
Yeah, they're doing some good stuff.
Check them out at superbrew.com or at Drink Super Brew. Let's get to the Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quotes at progressive.com today. She's a friend of the show, professional handicapper from the Sports Grid. Ariel Epstein's online. Ariel, welcome back to the Diehards. Anthony and Chris, how are you?
Thanks for having me back on, guys. Glad I didn't run you away too soon a few months ago.
You did not. And for the listening audience and Diehard Nation just tuning in, how did you get your start? How did you start being a professional gambler handicapper?
Probably because I'm crazy. No, I'm we all are a little crazy for doing this for
sure.
A living. I really have always loved handicapping before I even knew what handicapping was. When I was in sixth grade, I won my fantasy baseball league.
I won it
2 years in a row, got kicked out of the fantasy baseball league because I beat all of the guys in middle school. They hated it. I didn't realize what handicapping was. And then when I got to high school, college, I always thought handicapping was a professional thing. I thought you had to be a professional handicapper, and you had it because you got some unspoken degree. That was never the case. Then you realize, wow, I've been handicapping my whole life. I've been breaking down baseball, football, basketball for fantasy for forever. It was really the gateway drug for me was the prop. When FanDuel, DraftKings, when those sports books created this huge market of props that you were easily accessible in New Jersey, which is around where I live, I thought it was, wow, this is easy. All I have to do is place one prop bet on a player that I'm confident in instead of having to take a lineup of nine different players and hope that all of them succeed. I was able to hit 8 out of 9 bets, and usually I would lose in fantasy because I would miss that one player. But now I'm hitting 8 out of 9 bets, and I'm rolling in dough.
I love how you say it's too easy, because I've been gambling for like 30-something years, and it's not easy to me ever. But, hey, give advice to people just getting into the gambling world, the gambling realm. What advice would you give a person just listening right now saying, hey, you know what, I want to go on X account and sign up because I want to gamble?
Start small. Don't feel like you have to be a bigwig and keep up, because truthfully, so many people in the business lie about what they spend. You have to make sure that you do what fits to your bankroll. You don't have to disclose to anybody how much money you're spending. Don't feel that kind of pressure. Just bet what you can bet. Make sure it's enough that you have fun with it, and you're not going to die over it if you lose.
Ariel, let's talk some NBA. The Phoenix Suns get their fourth straight cover last night and blowout win over the Nuggets. Chris Paul, been an absolute machine. He's been hurt. Looks like he's kind of getting back to 100%. Have you been riding the Suns train at all?
They're a team that I've looked at in the futures market and said, this team is extremely underrated. You look at what they were able to do against the Lakers. The entire series against the Lakers, the Suns still had worse odds to win the Western Conference than L.A. did. Phoenix was beating L.A., and no one was giving them any kind of love. Now, granted, the question about Phoenix was always their depth, but that's been the storyline about the Suns this entire playoff run so far. The depth has been proving itself. The role players have been stepping up. You look at players like Mikal Bridges, who's Phoenix forward, who had a team-high 23 points, going 8 of 12 shooting, shooting 4 for 8 from outside. It's players like Bridges that have helped the Phoenix Suns, not just relying on Devin Booker or Chris Paul. It's been the role players that have played a huge role. I have no problem backing the Suns. Denver has been a tough team to get a tap on because Denver and Portland, obviously, that was a great series, and we watched it go deep into the series. But Denver's been tough. I just think of how much better this team would be with Jamal Murray. Yet you look at what Phoenix did, winning 122-105, covering that 5, even 6-point spread. Phoenix has been the best team against the spread in the NBA, covering 61% of their games. They say the saying, good teams win, great teams cover. That's been the Phoenix Suns all year.
I love that line, too. Another blowout last night in the NBA. No James Harden. No problem for the Nets. They travel to Milwaukee Thursday. Nets have a 2-0 lead. Bucks are -4 at home Thursday night. Could be a nice buy low spot on the Bucks, as public will probably be back in the Nets as a dog. What are your thoughts on that series, and will you be on anybody on Thursday night?
I'm not backing the Bucks, that's for sure. Granted, they're favorite on the road, I mean at home, and
right.
Granted, the line's moving in their favor. The Bucks ended up beating the Nets in both the games in Milwaukee in the regular season, even without James Harden, who was out both those games with right hamstring tightness, the same injury that's keeping Harden out now. However, to me, I lean more on an under in the games without James Harden this year, including this first game between the first game between the Nets and the Bucks. They're now 9-14 over under without James Harden. That last game, the second game, it ended up going under. 238 was the total. It goes under at 211. When you see that a team has 14 games going to the under, majority of games without James Harden, it's a trend that I'm looking at. I just can't back the Bucks. I can't do it. The Bucks have not proven anything to me. You look at what Giannis was doing, 18 points, 11 rebounds. For most players, that's an average. That's a pretty good game. For Giannis, that's below average. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the MVP of the league at one point. You can't be having performances like this. Kevin Durant has 32 points in 3 quarters of play, has scored 25 points in 6 of the Nets' 7 playoff games. That's what an MVP does, not 18 points and 11 rebounds.
Quote, buy, and save on home insurance with Progressive's new home quote explorer, only at Progressive.com. Hanging out with the diehards here on the Progressive Guest Line Sports Map Radio Network from the Sports Grid. Professional handicapper gambler Ariel Epstein's on the line. Ariel, when you talk about, you know, your predictions and how you feel about a game, and you just throw out a lot of numbers. You throw out a lot of trends. You throw out a lot of stats. And I'm curious because there are a lot of people out there that say, hey, you know what? I don't care if LeBron James is 7-1 in game sevens. That means nothing 5 years ago to the team he's playing right now. How do you defend those stats?
Those people are right, because I don't defend stats that are based on the past. I like trends that are based on the now. I look to this year. Maybe I look to last year if the team's similar.
The trends
that I talk about and the stats I talk about are mostly about this year. What have you done for me in this playoff run? We have a series under our belt now. What teams can I look at for trends? The props that I'm looking at, I look to the props that might have been successful in the series prior. For example, I look to, let's just say, tomorrow's game, because I was already capping that earlier today. And tomorrow's game is another game between Phoenix and Denver. And when you look at Denver, they've been allowing the most points of the teams left in the playoffs. They've been allowing the most three-pointers of the teams left in the playoffs. Those are the trends that I'll start to attack in the props market. Then I also look to how these teams played each other in the regular season, yet I eliminate those games if certain players weren't in.
Okay.
The only reason that you could look to this series with the Nets is because they were without James Harden when they played against the Bucks. And that's something that I'm going to look towards, is how these teams played throughout the regular season without certain players. I did the same thing when we were capping the Sixers, thinking Joel Embiid may not play game one against Atlanta. Those are things I look at. I'm not going to look at what LeBron James has done in a game seven in his career. That just doesn't really mean much to me, aside for when everyone says he steps up to the plate because he averages 30 points per game. If you went off that metric in elimination games that LeBron averages 30 points per game and you were betting his over on his points prop, you lost.
Yeah. Ariel, Tom Thibodeau, the coach of the New York Knicks, your home state.
He's pretty good.
Just named coach of the year. Helped guide the Knicks to their first playoff berth since 2013, I think. They unfortunately just run into a red-hot Trae Young and Hawks team. Do you think we could expect to see more good things to come from this team in the next couple of years?
Yeah, for sure. New York is always the Mecca. The Madison Square Garden reputation, playing in the Mecca of basketball, it always helps the Knicks. What didn't help the Knicks is what they went through the last 7 years and being the laughingstock of the league. No one wanted to play for their owner. It was a mess. This year, the Knicks ended up being legitimate again. It's a legitimate head coach. You have Derrick Rose, who comes to play for Tibbs. You've got Julius Randle, who is one of the best players right in the league this year, winning MIP. The Knicks just need an extra piece. What Randle proved to us this year was, even though he's amazing and he was the big reason why the Knicks made it as far as they did this season, they need an extra piece. They need another all-star. Randle's not going to be the all-star that gets the Knicks to the NBA title game. They need somebody else. They need a bigger star. They need a Damian Lillard. They need that kind of caliber player who comes in the clutch for them. Julius Randle did not come in the clutch. Granted, you could say it's 1 year. You don't want to read too much into it. He's a veteran player. It's not as if we're talking about R.J. Barrett, who's a second-year player for the Knicks. We're talking about a player that's been in the league for many years, and he just couldn't step up to the plate. Despite averaging 30 points per game against Atlanta in 3 games in the regular season, Randle still couldn't get to that number when he was playing Atlanta in a best-of-seven series. The only thing that this season really did for the Knicks, aside for legitimize them, is it made it a marketable place to play again. Now the Knicks can go out in free agency. They can see who's out there. They can actually have a shot at getting a big-name player, where last year at this time, that was not the case.
Ariel, lots going on in the sports betting world right now. We've got the French Open going on, MLB season, NHL, NBA
playoffs.
Did
you really just say the French Open? Like,
yeah.
Let me file that one in my Who Cares folder. Like,
Ariel, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes,
there you go.
Ariel,
we're texting about this.
My bosses came up to me, and I do a lot of producing of the show. I bring in a lot of guests.
Yep.
My bosses came to me and said, we need to focus on the French Open.
Ugh,
I said,
I'm shocked.
And you know what else they said? We focus too much on the NHL. We have to focus on tennis and soccer. I said, wait. Hold on 1 second. The NHL is one of the main four sports here in America. What are you talking about? When it comes to handle, at least for the FanDuel Sportsbook, and I'm sure they're not the only ones, the list goes NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, soccer, tennis. Then you have hockey. It's at the bottom.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Isn't that wild?
I did not know that.
See, Ariel and I were texting about Texas.
Ariel, did you bet the Mayweather fight, the exhibition against the YouTube star?
Come on, you think I'm going to sit here and advertise offshores? I'm sponsored by FanDuel. I'm not allowed to do that. They put those odds off the second that they knew that there was actually no decision really being made.
Hey, Ariel, how can people find you? Talk a little bit about FanDuel Sports Grid. I mean, you do it all. Talk about it a little bit.
You can catch us on Sports Grid Network at SiriusXM Channel 204. We're all over. We're on Roku. We're on all those streaming services, Zumo, Pluto, et cetera. You can also catch us in the New York area on MSG Plus from 9:30 to 11. But the show runs on SiriusXM Channel 204 mainly from 9 a.m. Eastern Time to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. When I tell you we talk about everything, I'm not kidding. It's a three-hour show. We have the time to fill. We talk about every sport that you can imagine, and we make sure to give you early leans of the day. The best part about a morning show, I never realized this until I dove into the media side of this business, and when I started to really get into the depths of handicapping, getting it on the early line, it's the best time. Aside for certain things like the NBA at the end of the regular season where it was a complete mess, it really is a great time to be able to start. Hey, I'm going to wake up 6 a.m. I'm going to see how the lines moved overnight. I'm going to analyze them the rest of the day. At least I'm not waking up at noon, which I probably would have if I was working the night shift. Then I would have missed out on everything that happened in the morning. I've been monitoring lines all day since the night before, so getting that early read in the morning can really help you get an edge.
Are you betting any UFC, by the way? UFC 263 coming up.
I am honest. I am not I'm not a handicapper for the UFC, but I take Yanni the Greek's information. I absolutely love Yanni. He is one of the best in the business. There's a reason that Dana White loves him. So I take whatever Yanni says. So if you follow Yanni, go after him. That's where I get my bets for UFC.
Fair enough. Ariel, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule. We really appreciate it. And we'd love to talk to you later on down the line, okay?
Of course. Thanks for having me, guys. Anytime.
Thanks, Ariel. Appreciate it.
All right. Ariel Epstein, again, professional handicapper, gambler, FanDuel Sports Grid. I mean, she does it all. And it's funny listening to her, like, because when she talked about all those trends, and she writes, because I when I hear trends, it doesn't matter, like,
right.
what this team, what this player did, like, for the last, but she's talking about the now trends. And that's very obviously very different.
Yeah.
It's very different.
We bounce stuff off each other all the time. She's actually coming up 4th of July weekend. Her and Kelly staying at my house. And we're going to party 4th of July. So it should be
I'll see you the 4th of July.
Perfect.
Let's take our final time out of hour number one with our friends at Rocket Mortgage and tell you about hour number two next. Hey, Val, I'm coming. So you mark my words. I'll be there.
That was great.
It's the Sports Map Radio Network.
Bust it.
This is the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
What is this, like 1988, dude?
I don't know, this could be.
Young MC?
Good pick,
Jackson.
Like
running
it.
Rock and roll control.
All right.
Last hour of the Diehards presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loan options for your family. Rocket can. I'm going to Google that. When did this MC come out?
The 80s, right?
I think it was like 88,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, late 80s.
Maybe even early. I don't even know.
88 sounds right. That just sounds like the right year.
Just 88.
88. Like, that just flows.
You know, it's professional golfer.
88. Professional golfer, Drew Martin.
If it's 83, it's I'm right.
Drew, you know? No show, no calls us tonight. He's probably all screwed up because we're usually Wednesday night.
Can we make sure that he's okay?
I've been texting him. No response.
Make sure he didn't drink too much tequila.
He's down there. He says he's having all kinds of margaritas every day.
Our number two comes up next. You're locked into the Diehards right here on the Sports Map Radio Network. Keep it here.